Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with CrossFit Linchpin on the private track. Today is Monday, May 31st, 2021. It happens to be Memorial Day here in the United States of America. And that has significance as to why we're doing the workout that we're doing today. If you've been around Linchpin for a while, thank you, of course, for your continued support. If you're brand new, check out the video today. So pause this and watch that other video that says, new to Linchpin, watch this first. Or else you'll kind of be lost with everything that I'm going to talk about. That other video really lays some important groundwork. So check that out, and then come on back. Today's workout, as is traditional, is MRF, Memorial Day MRF. So MRF is, if you're unfamiliar with it, four time, a 1 mile run, then 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, then 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then another 1 mile run. The last time we did this was May 25th, 2020, which was Memorial Day last year. We have some other equipment conversions in case you can't do the mile run and you need to do it on a bike, a rower, or a ski erg. We give you those conversions. The way that MRF traditionally is done is if you do have a weight vest or body armor, you can go ahead and throw it on. Usually it's a 20-pounder for men, 14 for women. And so this is in memory of an individual that lost their life overseas in war, Lieutenant Michael Murphy. He was a Navy SEAL, killed back in 2005. As a former SEAL myself, I did not know MRF personally, but I did know some people that lost their lives trying to get him and his other teammates out of there. So it definitely has some significance for sure. The way that you can do MRF, it's up to you. You can do it unpartitioned. And what that means is you do the mile run and then just slog through that set of 100 pull-ups. And you don't start the 200 push-ups until you do all of the pull-ups. And then you do 200 push-ups and then a big set of 300 air squats at the end. And then you do a mile run. You can do that. But you can also, MRF's always bookended with those 1 mile runs, but the gymnastics work in the middle, if you so desire, you can break it up and mix it up in any way that you want. And that's probably the most popular way to do the pull-ups, push-ups, and squats, is to do 20 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 squats. And if you do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 squats, 20 times, you'll have accumulated the exact volume of work in MRF, and then you take off in your last 1 mile run. Obviously, it's a high volume of work, it's a long time domain, and it's made even more challenging if you decide to wear the weight vest. But it's a hero workout, and it's supposed to be challenging both physically and mentally. We've got videos showing the butterfly pull-up, the C-kip pull-up, the push-up, and the air squat. Super Fitness Robot Time, this is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. 40 minutes or less for men. You're cooking, by the way. 44 minutes or less for women. You're a rocket ship. The more likely time is anywhere in the neighborhood of an hour. Scaled option, there's a lot of work going on here, so let's cut it down. Basically cut it in half. For time, run 4 minutes. So I said just run 4 minutes because maybe you're new to running. You're not quite there yet. Run for 4 minutes, do 30 pull-ups, 60 push-ups, 100 air squats, and then end with another 4 minute run. And if those push-ups are too much, you can of course do, I'm gonna write down here, or knee push-ups. So we've got a video showing regular push-ups, knee push-ups, and how to get a pull-up, as well as the ring row, in case you don't quite have the pull-ups yet. Or ring rows, I neglected to put that in there. Now, let's just pause right here, because there's 15 other ways between the prescribed workout of the day and the scaled option that might make sense for you to do MRF. Of course, you can scale the scaled option even more. But you could do MRF as prescribed with a weight vest. You could do MRF as prescribed without the weight vest. It's still prescribed, by the way. You could do a half MRF with a weight vest, in which you'll do an 800-meter run, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 150 area squats, then another 800 meter run. All that with the weight vest. You could do a half Murph without the weight vest. So again, there's a really high number of ways for you to do this today. Do it in whatever way makes sense for you. And just because it's Murph, just because it's Memorial Day in the United States of America, and I'm saying this as a veteran, don't feel any specific need that you have to do Murph prescribed with a vest if it's just not something that you're ready for. Modify it in an intelligent manner. Note in the Beyond the Whiteboard app how you did it. And we'll go ahead and measure our progress as the months and years go on. Limited equipment option, Murph. Whether or not you have a vest, up to you, but you know, you've got all the gear that you need to execute the workout. The no equipment workout, well, they don't have a pull-up bar. So it's 4x, 1 mile run, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, 1 mile run. And of course, partitioning it as you see fit with the gymnastics work in the middle. Accessory work for the day, just one piece. Accessory work is always optional, but Murph takes a long time. It's a lot of work. So I know I usually give two pieces of accessory work today. It's just one. Of course, it's optional. You don't have to do it. But if so, just do this one, go home, rest. Farmer's carry. Three farmer's carries. Whatever's challenging for you. I say 30 to 100 meters because it just depends upon how heavy the objects are you have to carry. They're not supposed to be maximal effort that you just drop them and collapse on the ground and can't use your forearms for the rest of the day. Just three challenging farmer's carries, resting a couple minutes between each. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes. Pec stretch, laying on your side for 1 to 2 minutes. The chest and pecs, hands behind, also holding for 1 to 2 minutes. All of those have a video. Murph. It's just another workout. Warm up, scale as needed, knock it out, enjoy, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.